Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Rob and Mark do it right.
All right, time for a sports wrap sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in Detroit, go to 7 Mile and Outer Drive. Here he is, the man, Mark Wilson.
Oh, are we doing a shout-out to Bill Doyle?
Yes.
Bill Doyle, shout-out. Glad you're all listening. Bill Doyle, our guy. One of the top talkers in the country, Kaminsky and Doyle, our peeps. NHL tonight at Joe Louis. Still a, Montreal has now scored again. Make that a 2-0. Le Canadien Rouge Blanc et Bleu lead over the Wings.
Big game for the Wings at home. What happened?
Four teams out there.
What happened, Lucy?
80 points right now, jockeying for a position in the bottom ranks of those Eastern Conference postseason hopes. 2-0. Montreal leads the Wings right now with about 4.5 to play in period one. Exhibition baseball in Lakeland. Boy, so much going on with the Tigers with Miggy and everything else, but they did win today 9-3. In fact, Miguel Cabrera, a 3-run homer in that game to celebrate his new deal. Max Scherzer, who got a sorry from Dave Dombrowski to celebrate no new deal. 6 2/3, 2 runs, 4 hits, 6 Ks. He's ready to go. Alex Gonzalez and Brian Holiday both 2 for 3 with a total of 5 runs scored between them. 9-3 the final over Atlanta. Tigers are 14-12. 2 games left down in the no-count games. They'll play Tampa tomorrow in Lakeland. Pistons host LeBron and the Heat tomorrow night. It's Bad Boys reunion night. Isaiah Thomas and company back in the fold. Bad Boys reunion night when the Miami Heat come a-calling at the Palace. MSU and Michigan 1 day away now from the Sweet 16. Local Scores First Sports Night with Parker the Man presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Sweet 16 basketball South Region at Memphis. It's underway. Dayton and Stanford tied at 12 early on. Of course, you got the 11th seed and the 10th seed playing in that one. Later on tonight, the 1 seed, Florida, against Steve Alford and UCLA. West Region at Anaheim, we're about 10 minutes away from the start to the 2 seed, Wisconsin, Bo Ryan and co. Against the Baylor Bears. Then later tonight, Steve Fisher and SDSU, San Diego State, against the 1 seed out west, Arizona, in Anaheim. NBA tonight, there's 4 games on the docket just getting started. Portland, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, Houston. Of course, that's big because if the Rockets can beat the Sixers, Philadelphia will tie the record for futility with 26 losses in a row. And they can set it against the Pistons on Saturday. Other NHL, no score, Blackhawks, Bruins in the first. Coyotes lead the Devils 1-0 first. Nothing doing Kings, Penguins in the first. PGA Texas Open Golf, round 1 in San Antonio. Pat Perez and Danny Lee at minus 468. They're up by 1 on 4 others. On the bottom of the leaderboard, on the absolute rock-solid bottom of the leaderboard, is none other than Phil Mickelson, who shoots a 5-over par 77.
Maybe he didn't wear his bro today.
He's not rocking that anymore. Rob, you're 2008 again.
I know.
He doesn't rock that anymore.
He's good, though.
Yeah.
I know he trimmed down.
He did. He looks great.
He used to have the man boobs. Sorry.
Man boobs. Sony Open Tennis, women's semis. How about Serena Williams today over Maria Sharapova, 6-4, 6-3. She awaits the winner of the next match.
She's
probably Li Na.
She's still doing it. It's unbelievable.
Serena?
Yeah.
Incredible. Serena will go to the finals, and Federer's in the men's thing, but, you know, this is all about Serena. That's your sports wrap, brought to you by Sporty Cuts. Where is it again, Rob?
On 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
Outer Drive and Myers.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go
where everybody knows your name.
It's sad. Rob likes to sing. He's a terrible singer.
I can't sing, but I love
it. Not at all.
That's one of my favorite themes, though.
You know, in 6 years, you should have gotten voice lessons.
I can't do it. I was too busy doing other things, causing trouble on a national level. How's that?
Trending number one worldwide.
All right, it is a TV theme song Thursday.
Wait, Big Finish, right?
On Sports Night, we're Parker the Man. Yes, here we go.
Here we go, here we go.
Here we go.
I got to get my TV theme song legs again. I don't have it.
All right, Mark, 248-848-1130. We're talking about Miguel Cabrera and that mucho macho money deal.
Up to $300 million over a course of 10 years, which includes the 2 he's already signed for. Greg, you're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Hi, Greg.
How you doing, fellas? Great signing. Best thing they've done in years. You locked up the best player in baseball. And he'll be here for the rest of his career.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you got no issue with the money, huh?
No. Okay. I'm an I'm a retired factory worker. I've never had any issue with the money.
There you go.
Never. You know, hey, that's why you go get an agent and to get as much as you can. And hey, you know, he's never put up a lot of stink about money. He said that he wants to be here, and now he's going to be here.
Right. I always say you're only worth what somebody's willing to pay you, right?
That's right. But Rob, I remember I talked to you a few years back when you were on with Terry Foster. And you were promoting your book.
Yes.
Getting Robbed.
Yes.
And I asked you, is that the name of the book? Or is that how you feel after you buy it?
Oh, my.
Oh, hey.
I do remember that. Very funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, get right, ready. Brother. Get ready for Getting Robbed 2 coming out at Christmas time.
Oh, is that called what Max Scherzer would have been doing if he got $144 million?
Getting Robbed. Oh, wow. Look at you. Thanks for calling.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
I want to read this before we go to Vince. This is from Art Neal.
Yes.
That's amongst the worst deals in baseball history. He's not confident you give this kind of money to a guy who's past that age. It'd be one thing if this were obviously to Mike Trout or one
even
of,
then you don't know what
guy.
Mike
you
Trout
don't know.
You don't even
you don't
know
but at least
even
the
age a young
is
guy.
In his favor.
Yeah, but you don't even know a young guy could fizzle out too.
Well, you know those guys with the sabermetrics think that it's Trout that is the best player in baseball and not Miguel
and not
Cabrera.
Cabrera. Right? They didn't want Cabrera to be MVP the last 2 years
because of the sabermetrics. What's up there, Vince?
Hey, gentlemen, how are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, good. I'm happy to hear you guys back on the air. Hey, I wanted to find out when you're going to add the old drops back, man.
They're coming. You know, little by little, we're trying to get everything. Now we got our main engineer, Gary, here.
You know, Vince, we're going to do some updating. Like,
some new stuff.
This is 2014.
Mark wants to drop some stuff. People are mad, but we're going to drop some stuff.
Hey, Vince, which one did you like?
What's your favorite drop?
Well, I got a question for you. What color panties you got?
See, I knew that was going to be the one.
Vince, can I just lay my cards on the table
Mark
here?
Mark doesn't want to do that anymore.
Vince, let me ask you a question, okay?
Yeah.
Vince, will you be honest with me and tell me how old are you?
I'm early 50s.
Early 50s.
He's our age.
Rob Parker just broke that barrier, too. Let me ask you. I'll get some gauge here, and maybe I'm wrong. Do you think it's appropriate for Rob Parker to be asking whoever female calls up the show at past the age of the big 50?
I'm not asking her. The guy on the drop is asking her. I'm not asking
about
her.
About panties on chicks in 2014.
Mark, everybody loves that drop, right, Vince?
You know what? It's like, okay, I can equate that to what you say, Mark, too. Taking now the dunking the football and after they
oh we're removing
down.
The fun
right
is that what we're doing?
The no fun show
the woman who calls the show is in the past always knew what was going to be asked.
I know we haven't been on in 6 years. It's going to be some new ladies.
You know what? We might bring it back and let's see how
the reaction is.
Yeah, look, we'll bring it back, Vince. You convinced me that we should do it.
Look, people call. To talk sports, and they have laughs after a hard day's work. Why not?
I don't know.
All right, Vince,
this
I'm with
like
you.
Like a 50-year-old man asking something.
Hey.
Let me ask you guys this. What do you think the Pistons' future is?
Oh, that we can answer in 5 seconds. Vince, I think it's bleak for the moment until further notice.
You don't know. You got to see what happens with the front office. You got to see what happens with the with a draft pick or whatever. You got to look and see what else happens. I mean, it's easy to sit here and say, we could have gone back in 2000, when they couldn't sell any tickets or nobody was there, and they had Lloyd Vaught and Christian Laettner, and you would have asked them, would they win a championship in 2004? You would have said, no way in the world, right?
Do you think Isaiah's going to be brought in?
No.
He'll be back tomorrow
for
the reunion.
They've already made an announcement, an official announcement, that not only is Isaiah not up for the GM's job, he's not up for any job with the Pistons. And you got to remember, Vince, sadly, that situation in New York, not only with running the team, but remember he got sued.
They caught
the sexual harassment case. Cost the Knicks a lot of money.
And they didn't fire him because they knew he probably would have filed his own lawsuit against him.
Vince, here's my talking point on the Pistons very simply, very quickly, and we'll obviously deal maybe more tomorrow because of the Bad Boy reunion night tomorrow against the Heat. But here's my thing. I think when it's winning time, The only player I believe that will probably remain on this team at that point will be Andre Drummond.
I got a drop for you. Go here, Parker and the man.
There you go, Vince. Appreciate it. 248-848-1130.
Hey, Rob, I got to tell you something. And I think Dan McNamara, and everybody knows this, right?
Right.
I mean, you're driving around town. You're saying to yourself, what the heck with the thing, with the roads, the Baja Rumble? Well, it's no secret that, of course, crater season has arrived upon us long ago, resulting in all sorts of problems. Broken ball joints, tie rods, front wheels out of alignment, and so on. If you're one of the many that have fallen victim to the potholes, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at X, that's X-P-E-R-T, Expert Car Care.
Mark, they offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town, and also you'll be back on the road safe and sound the same day.
Expert Car Care services everything on your vehicle from top to bottom, from A to Z, you name it. Whether it's as simple as a tire repair or as major as replacing a tranny, that would be your transmission, or an engine. And be sure to mention,
Parker and the Man. And, Mark, you will receive not only a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if it's needed.
I just saw that picture of Ozzy up there. That took me a little by surprise. Yes! And let me tell you, that's over $100 in savings passed on to you. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, and on 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. We're telling you right here, Expert Car Care is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Go get Expert Car Care.
All right, Rob, I think you'll enjoy this one. Are you ready for yet another one from me?
All right.
I think you'll enjoy it big time. You just did the Van, and people can see you do the Van Dyke trip. Little Dick Van Dyke Show. A TV theme song Thursday. Mark and Rob back on the Fan. Detroit's 1130 WDFM the Fan. More Miguel Cabrera. Big deal. Big doings in Tigertown. Down in Lakeland today as we get ready for opening day. Sports Night with Parker the Man. 248-848-1130.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Following message is furnished by Major League Baseball.
It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man here for Duet Events Films, Mark. April showers bring May flowers and some of life's most unforgettable occasions.
Oh, you got that right. Why not have your event produced by the award-winning pros at Duet Event Films?
Mark, I know I told you. You've seen it a couple times. My guy Tony Motley and stuff put together my 50th birthday video. Remember how nice that was?
Unbelievable. That was great.
Great work.
Seen like
that's
three
right.
Times.
So from corporate events to weddings, graduations, proms, birthdays, engagement parties, bar and bat mitzvahs, or even just a unique wedding proposal, let the pros at Duet Film Events make your special event, Mark, memorable.
To schedule a consultation, and you want to do this, I'm telling you, just ask them. They're the pros. They'll tell you what they can put together for you. When look what they did for you. 248-952-8290. 248-952-8290. Rob, one more time.
248-952-8290.
Or log on to dueteventfilms.com.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get duetted. Come on, Mark, you knew this song. You watched this show?
Never did.
Never?
It's on from 1981 to 1983 on ABC. William Catt, Robert Culp, Connie
Who
Selica.
Who could it be? Believe it or not, it's just me. All right, this is a long theme, so we can fade this one out.
You sure?
Yeah, that's a long theme, isn't it?
Only 30 more seconds.
Yeah. That's all right.
What was Robert Culp's name in the show?
I don't remember. I saw
I can
the
see
show
it on the screen.
But I want to give Mark a Parker the Man shout out.
This was Bill Maxwell.
This was a request.
Request
from Facebook. Cliff Saunders. He's the one, or Cliff Sanders, I should say.
Cliff Saunders is a radio guy in Milwaukee.
Cliff Sanders. I know that. No,
you
he's
know
not.
Cliff?
He's not in Milwaukee anymore. He's Houston.
He's in Houston?
Yes.
When did he leave Milwaukee?
Remember, he used to be at the network we used to work at, Cliff.
I know, but he spent years at SSP in Milwaukee. Yeah.
This is Cliff Sanders. So he asked for the greatest American hero, as you said. All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker the Man. Rob Parker along with the man, Mark Wilson.
I'm telling you, it's hard to keep up with where everybody moves to in this day and age, in this crazy, wacky media world. Speaking of that, you know who's celebrating his 40th anniversary at one of your stations in New York today? I forgot, almost forgot to tell you.
Who's that?
Chuck Scarborough.
40 years. They haven't put him out yet?
40th anniversary at WNBC 4 New York.
That's unbelievable.
Huh?
I remember when he
Who spends 40 years at a television station, yeah. Carmen Harlan?
But Mark, making that kind of cheese for 40 years. How's that? How about that?
Hey, oh, dude. I mean, that's Ernie Anastas money there.
Cheese. Talk about cheese on top of cheese.
Just don't swear on top of that. Hey, did you have any comment about... Here's Brad Ausmus going through this thing. They set their roster today. About the comments from the apology, the sort of faux apology that Dave Dombrowski made to Max Scherzer and why that even had to happen. So, I mean, something was rotten in Denmark. We knew that. And Dombrowski obviously felt a need to go to Max to tell him, hey, look. And Max kind of wanted it. He said, you're making me out to look like a villain here.
Yeah, Mark, that's what I said. I told you, they put it out. They tainted the water. They dirtied the water so that Max could now get booed and he's the villain. We offered him 144. He wouldn't take it. You even said to yourself it was unusual that they would even issue a statement and then the money comes out. And now Dave's saying somebody in the organization leaked the money. It wasn't him. Really? Well, who was that who leaked the money? And it made Max out to be a bad guy. And I bet Max and Boris were not happy about that because now he's the bad guy. No matter what anybody says, I'll bet anybody a Subway sandwich that he will be booed on opening day by some. Not all when he's announced. Some will boo him. I'll bet you a veal and pepper sandwich.
You know, I've rolled on this one
meatball
for like two
sandwich.
Days. You say yes?
Fingers. Let me get
yes.
Thumbs up. Thumbs up on will he be booed? Yes? One, two? You say no? No.
You know what?
No, yes.
There are people who will always boo because of
yes
dough.
Yes or no?
Will because of money. So it's not like I won't expect a smattering.
I'm not saying the whole crowd, but you will hear boos. There's no doubt about
it. A Harry Connick smattering of boos at Comerica Park on Monday?
I got the Facebook post of people saying he's greedy.
When's
he
throwing Wednesday?
How much money does he need?
Well, he gets introduced Monday, but he's throwing Wednesday?
No, I'm talking about Monday when they introduce
everybody.
When they
line up on the
yes.
thing? With the Kansas City Royals with cheese. I don't know. I still think it's strange to boo a reigning Cy Young Award winner. It doesn't happen often.
Mark, all I'm asking you is just make a simple bet for a Parmesan, meatball hero.
I'm going to bet if out of 45,000 people, if you will boo.
But I don't mean three or four, Mark. I'm talking about you'll be able to hear it. It'll be more than that.
I don't think it's against the grain that you would say that. I'm not going to go that he won't get it. I'm just wondering if they know what they're booing at, really. They really know what they're booing for.
Yeah, he's greedy, and he should have just taken the money. Because I heard somebody, some people on Facebook or whatever, putting out stuff like, well, you know, I'm lucky to live on $30,000 a year. And I keep saying, dude, you can't equate that to what they're doing. And this is his big contract. He's going to be 30 years old. Max has a right to get what he wants. I'm sorry.
Whoop. I'm gonna plug that back in.
Was that you?
That's me. I'm just playing with my devices. I'm playing with.
Okay.
I'm sitting here. Can you see me playing with my devices? Hello, everybody. How are you doing? Check us on ParkerTheMan.com. Well, coming up, we haven't talked any tournament.
We're gonna talk Michigan
tomorrow's
State.
Tomorrow's our big baseball show, by the way.
Yeah. Friday's the baseball
show. We've
done
this every year except for the last six, but we're gonna go back to this where the day before, since it happens to be a Monday and weekend coming up. We always make our picks for the entire MLB.
And we'll go
MLB.
Through all of the teams, the leagues, and really just break it down to talk baseball. You'll be able to chime in with your thoughts, your views. We might even have one or two baseball experts chime in as well. But Mark and I love it, and a lot of guys love to just hear the baseball talk for a full show, and we'll do that. Also, Mark, in the 8 o'clock hour, Dion, my intern, I told you he played at Wayne State.
He played for the Tartars.
It's all over, your season?
Yeah. What are you called now? Not the Tartars? Warriors. I still like the Tartars.
And Dion is going to – now, they play Michigan this year, so Dion will help us in talking about Michigan and Michigan State coming up in the tournament tomorrow.
Dion can break down Nick Stauskas.
Did you go? You didn't go. He's a point guard. Dion's a point guard.
Derek Walton Jr.
Derek Walker, a good player. He's a good player.
Zach Irvin.
Yeah, Zach Irvin, good.
All right, we need more than that. You got to give us a little bit more than that. Everybody's
good.
Well,
he's doing it because he knows we're up against it.
All right, I'm just saying. Just be
ready.
Not
really, but I like to say we're up
against it. I want Dion to just be able. He's out there with those guys. He can help us out, all right?
And you know what? More TV theme song stuff coming up, too. Why is that, Rob?
Because it's a TV theme song Thursday.
So much to do, so little time in this 8 o'clock hour coming up. Some tournament talk. Wait till you hear what Rob has to say about – it's going to be definitive. Are they moving on or not? And –
one is, one isn't.
Uh-oh. Is, was that the?
One is, one isn't.
Is, isn't, is, isn't.
I didn't say that.
Own,
I didn't say that.
All right, you'll have to find out. Look at you with the T's. Don't say it. Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN the Fan.